I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking about workaholism today, and I want to take a different view of workaholism because I think it's so easy to condemn people that are workaholics or to talk about it like they do it on purpose. And I think sometimes there's a resentment of people who are seen as workaholics because they might be getting ahead more or they might be outperforming others. But I really think the right view of workaholism is that it is a burden and in many ways a disorder, because workaholism is no different than any other ism or alcoholism or anything else like that. It's replacing what we're truly desiring with something else. And frankly, workaholism might be less destructive than alcoholism in our lives, certainly. But nonetheless, what we should have is pity and grace and empathy for people who struggle with that. And we should pray for them and maybe even help them understand that the road they're on is eventually going to lead to a brick wall. But if we condemn them and judge them and kind of look at them with derision, we're probably not going to be able to help them.
And in some ways, it's probably neurologically actually addictive, because when you experience a success, that's a dopamine hit, right?
Yeah.
But the dopamine goes away. So you need another success. And there's something you could Google sometime called hedonic adaptation, that your body actually adapts to different levels of dopamine rising. And then you need more and more of it. And so people chase that feeling of success, but they also chase the feeling of if they want to matter, and they didn't get that enough from mom or dad, or they're not getting that from their faith or for whatever reason or something to work on. And so they derive a sense of mattering, and they might even be conscious that, hey, this is taking away from my happiness, but they're trading the currency of happiness for the currency of being special and getting to matter in the world, or at least what they perceive is mattering. And when you see it through that lens, again, that's not just pure selfishness. That's pain. Right. So what's the antidote to that pain?
Yeah, I think the beginning is empathy, because, and we all have an ism or certain things that we're placing our desire for God with. And so if it's a Sunday and we're driving down the street, and we see somebody on the sidewalk and they're shooting up with heroin. We see somebody else in their Mercedes driving into their office because they have to work that day because they don't feel they have a purpose without it. They're both doing the same thing. Mm. And they both deserve the same level of love and grace and help. Now, sometimes it's hard to help somebody if they don't know they have a problem.
Right.
But we can come alongside them and show them a different way. And at the very least, we can pray for them. And then there's other ways to introduce goodness into their lives, or maybe to share the love of Christ with them.
Or maybe you got to have the courage, like you would with an addict to heroin, to sit them down and say, hey, you're addicted to this and it's hurting people, and here's how. So let's pray. Lord, help us not to be workaholics ourselves. Help us to get help when we see that we are, when we're trying to rest and continue to think about work. There's one sign. Help us to seek help when we fall into that headspace and to find our value in you. And if we have workaholics in our lives, give us the courage to call them out. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen.